on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Another great opportunity to catch up with Emma Waters from the Heritage Foundation. Emma, thanks for taking the time again today.
Of course, Steve. It's great to be with you.
I want to kind of look a little closer at a story I saw at dailysignal.com written by Angelina Delfin. Where did all the California, or where did all of California's students go? Emma, what's going on?
Well, Steve, this is probably not too surprising for a lot of your listeners, but the great exodus out of California has not only affected business and the adults, but it's affecting the number of K-12 students that they have in the state. And it's not just the mass migration out of California, but it's declining birth rates among the adults who are still there, whether that's delayed fertility or foregoing fertility altogether. A recent report from the Public Policy Institute of California found that K-12 enrollment statewide has dropped 8% since 2015 and is expected to continue declining. And to put those numbers in more concrete terms, about a decade ago, California had 6.2 million K-12 students, and in the past year, it was only 5.7 million. So this is a significant drop in just a few years, and if that trend continues, it's going to be a notable shift in the number of students they have being born and going through K-12, and then, of course, going on to get jobs in the state of California. Now, the article was careful to note that there's a couple of factors here. The first is declining birth rates. Americans across the United States and people across the world are having fewer children. And the United States, like most developed nations, is well below the replacement rate of 2.1, which is just saying that on average, a woman will have about 2.1 children to replace herself and her partner. And yet in America, the current birth rate is only at 1.6, with California itself sitting at 1.48 children per woman on average. But there's other factors too. As students are being subjected to many of the woke LGBTQ ideologies, as parents are considering different options that allow them to have more autonomy and agency over their child's education, there's also a growing number of students and families who are pursuing homeschooling in California. But regardless of what the solution is, the takeaway is that K-12 education is suffering greatly, which means a lot of shakeups for the teachers who were involved, as well as over time, less funding for the schools. And for the students, less classmates, fewer opportunities that come with it. And so this could have a very significant impact on the demographic makeup of California going forward.
Yeah, and California not alone. This is a topic we've talked about on this show. I think mostly with Paul Gessing. He's the president of the Rio Grande Foundation and a regular contributor to Errors of Enchantment, where actually I was just looking up an older post there talking about this enrollment decline and looking at it through at least fiscal year 31. This is from the National Center for Education Statistics. Now, according to that, looking at that fiscal year through 30-31, the decline in California being as high as a negative 15.7%. The only state in the union that exceeded that was Hawaii at 16%. But other high states, let me list them off, and they're not labeled, so let me see how good my geography is. But Oregon, New Mexico, Louisiana, Mississippi, West Virginia, and New York. There's so much to this, but just there I say, what do all of those states have in common? And the states that show increase include Utah, Idaho, Montana, North and South Dakota, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, and South Carolina. Just some consideration, all of it. I mean, there's so much to talk about there, Emma. There's, like you said, we're not replacing ourselves. That's one thing. And on that, I'll personally speak. I mean, my wife and I raised six children and have 13 grandchildren at this point. So, you know, take note and hope to see everyone help replenish our country as well as we seem to have been trying to do. But the other thing is obviously some of the ideologies that people are running from in some of these states, and it's having an impact on the education system. Like you said, in the article says, Emma, the decreasing rate of enrollment in public schools. And a couple things to consider there. I mean, we keep throwing money at education in New Mexico, and as the student population declines, you would imagine the teachers, you know, would have more time to give to fewer students. You know, if they're not laying off teachers, you would hope to see a change in the report card that our educational system gets in New Mexico, which is regularly at the bottom of the list. As I said, there's just so much to this. And as with most of the topics that we cover, especially when it comes to, you know, things in the roundhouse in New Mexico and political content or, content on ideologies or the truth is the fix for all the problems is Jesus in the heart and Jesus in the home. And I believe we'd see a great healing, not only spiritually and physically and mentally, but fiscally and educationally, all these things. I could easily see fixed if we keep the main thing. But I would encourage the listener to go read this story about California, because I think proportionately it does represent what's happening here in New Mexico. It's found at dailysignal.com, an article by Angelina Delfin. Where did all of California's students go? And I don't want to cut you off, Emma, but I do want to throw it back to you in the event you have any other thoughts before we kind of close this up.
You know, the final thing I'll say, Steve, is the Institute for Family Studies had a report earlier this year where they found that church attendance predicts a state's fertility rate better than most other factors, including housing and affordability. And while housing and affordability are very high on the list of decision-making for parents, it's factors like religion that actually have the biggest impact on whether men and women are having children or if they're not. And if you look at the state of California in particular, there's, of course, very low levels of church attendance. And of those who do attend church, there are plenty of examples of persecution, soft or very direct, toward Christians. And so this is a little bit extrapolated, but if California, for example, is interested in increasing their K-12 student population, one of the best things they can do, just based on the research alone, is actually encourage and be friendly to Christians and ensure that church attendance is an active option for families that is never penalized and is something that's even encouraged in the way that they talk about their priorities. That alone is making a huge difference with the states who are seeing much higher numbers of children being born versus those who were not.
Yeah, well, I appreciate always your input, Emma, and the information provided by the Heritage Foundation. Heritage.org is the website, and dailysignal.com. You can get your daily dose of solid news covering a variety of topics, and we encourage you to make it a daily stop. And we do hope, Emma, we talk to you again very soon. Thank you for your time, and let's see if we can't see some change here, right? California and New Mexico and other places that are dealing with this. So thanks so much.
Of course. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.